There are a lot of cryptocurrencies out there now, but Bitcoin is still the biggest, and by design, it uses a lot of energy. Unlike an online credit card transaction, there's no middleman, so transactions have to be verified on a type of ledger. A block records Bitcoin transactions, and they're stacked together in a related chain, a blockchain. Rob Altenberg, Senior Director for Energy and Climate at Penn Future, has written about it.
Bitcoin has established a procedure that everybody else can agree on when a new block has been added to the blockchain, when a new coin has been created. And that procedure requires a certain proof of work that self-regulates the system so we don't get billions of Bitcoins created every second.
You have to use the proof of work process to mine a new block to get Bitcoin.
To create a new block, you have to actually find a number. You have to take the block and do what's called hashing it, which is turning a block of data into a number. But it can't just be any number. It has to be a number that meets certain parameters. And that's very, very unlikely to do. So you have to try to hash these blocks thousands, millions, trillions of times with slightly changing data each time until you find a combination that works.
A person or company now needs thousands of these Bitcoin miners, these specialized computers, to calculate the hash, to find that unique number, to mine new blocks in the Bitcoin blockchain.
Yes, and the whole network itself uses a tremendous amount of power.
In Pennsylvania, a company called Stronghold Digital Mining is using energy produced at a waste coal plant in Venango County to mine Bitcoin, with plans to expand. What is waste coal, and what are the environmental problems associated with it?
You know, well over 100 years ago now, really, when coal mining started across Pennsylvania, both in the bituminous region and the hard coal anthracite region, when coal wasn't commercially valuable, when rocks were dug out of the ground that had some coal but a lot of impurities and weren't really worth selling, people would just toss them, throw them away into giant piles. And we have just tons and tons and tons of these piles all across Pennsylvania. So what's been happening is, of course, you know, when rain falls on them, these chemicals can leach out of the piles, drain into our streams, of course, pollute the land, pollute streams. And even occasionally, the piles can catch on fire and dump a lot of the toxics into the air.
The company's website, Stronghold Digital Mining's website, says using coal waste as a fuel is beneficial because the ash produced from burning it can be used to remediate the existing coal waste sites and can be used as fertilizer. If coal waste wasn't used for fuel, how would these piles of waste be eliminated or reclaimed?
First of all, using coal waste as fuel does not eliminate the pollution, it moves the pollution. So you're taking pollution that was going to be impacting the land and water, and you turn it into air pollution. What you could do to these piles is, well, there's a couple different approaches. You could essentially dig up the waste coal and move it to an appropriately permitted landfill, some sort of a line facility that's sited so it's not going to leach into the land and water. Another option would be to planting something like a beach grass on top of these coal piles that will create a barrier of vegetation that will limit the amount of water that can leach through it, and that can also remediate some of the problems.
The company's site also says it burns coal waste in an emissions-controlled manner so that it reduces the emissions of things like mercury, particulate matter, sulfur dioxide. What's your take on that?
Coal is the dirtiest fuel that we use now in Pennsylvania, and waste coal is dirtier still. Because of its lower energy value, you have to burn more to get the same amount of energy. Yes, waste coal facilities do have emissions control equipment installed, but there is a difference between having emission controls equipment and not emitting. These plants produce ozone precursors, precursors to smog. They emit fine particulates, heavy metals, acid gases, all manner of air toxics. So, quite a lot of pollutants still come out of these plants, and especially the carbon pollution that contributes to climate change.
Is waste coal an efficient fuel source, and how competitive are waste coal plants with other power sources?
Normally, they wouldn't be competitive at all. The reason why almost all of the large conventional coal plants have already announced their retirement in Pennsylvania is because they couldn't compete on price with fracked gas and other cheaper fuels. Waste coal is less cost effective than the conventional coal plants. Now, what makes the difference why we have waste coal plants at all is because Pennsylvania ratepayers and taxpayers heavily subsidize it. We give a tax credit to plants for every ton of waste coal that they burn. Right now, they're also getting what are known as Tier 2 alternative energy credits. We have in Pennsylvania what's known as the Alternative Energy Portfolio Standards Act. And what that does is it requires a certain amount of energy come from a variety of different sources. So a very small part of your energy has to come from solar photovoltaic. Another chunk comes from other renewables, primarily wind and some hydro. But in Pennsylvania, we also require a certain amount of energy, 10% of our energy, comes from what's known as Tier 2 sources within Pennsylvania. And the majority of those Tier 2 sources are waste coal generators. According to Stronghold Digital Mining's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, they're claiming that Pennsylvania ratepayers and taxpayers will be paying 60% of their energy costs in subsidies.
The government gives subsidies to use waste coal because they see it as an environmental benefit?
Yeah, politically, getting rid of waste coal is very popular. If you see, you know, for a politician that has these waste coal piles in their district, constituents see that. So if they do something to get rid of that, that's something very visible. Now, of course, they're not getting rid of the pollution, they're moving it. But those constituents don't see in the town downwind, maybe a child's asthma attack is exacerbated, or somebody with coronary disease is hospitalized because of the air pollution. They don't see that, and they don't connect it to the emissions from the waste coal. When you're talking about particularly air toxics, but you know, acid gases and carcinogens and other things like that, it doesn't have to be a lot of them that cause these adverse health effects.
What's your overall concern about Bitcoin mining and energy generation in Pennsylvania? Because there are other sources of energy getting into this game, like nuclear power and fracked gas.
Of the energy sources that you can have to mine Bitcoin, waste coal is particularly bad because it's probably the highest emitting source of energy that's used. And it's also something that we're heavily subsidizing as ratepayers in Pennsylvania. If we don't subsidize coal waste as a fuel for powering Bitcoin, then it's likely Bitcoin miners will gravitate to other sources of energy, and those sources of energy will have to be cleaner than waste coal. But proof of work cryptocurrency, which is all of these coins like Bitcoin that use this similar technology, their main problem is that they're wasteful by design. Now, it doesn't have to be that way. You can design a cryptocurrency or a blockchain technology that works without being nearly as wasteful. But the approach that Bitcoin and many other of these coins take are being intentionally wasteful. It's the regulating mechanism. You know, for a state and a country that's trying to do something to respond to climate change, trying to reach our emissions goals, being intentionally wasteful just isn't compatible with that. I think a big thing should be to educate investors and educate regulators, and as much as we can, that we use cleaner technologies and we use better technologies.
Rob Altenberg is Senior Director for Energy and Climate at the statewide environmental group Penn Future. We did reach out to Stronghold Digital Mining for comment, but the company didn't respond. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.